This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Investigators probing the deadly blast that ripped across Beirut are focusing on possible negligence in the storage of tons of a highly explosive fertilizer in a waterfront warehouse. This as the government ordered the house arrest of several port officials. International aid flights are delivering supplies as Lebanon's leaders struggle to deal with the widespread damage of Tuesday's blast. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports France is among the countries rushing to help.
France says it's sending two planes with dozens of emergency workers, a mobile medical unit, and 15 tons of aid. French President Emmanuel Macron's office says the aid should allow for the treatment of some 500 victims. Also, French peacekeepers stationed in Lebanon, a former French protectorate, have been helping since the explosion. Meanwhile, Jordan officials say a military field hospital, including all necessary personnel, will be dispatched. And Egypt has opened a medical center in the city to treat those wounded in Tuesday's giant blast. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to travel to Lebanon later today. 5 months after confirming its first case of the new coronavirus, Brazil is fast approaching the bleak milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, a tragedy experts blame on the country's lack of a coherent response. It will be just the second country to cross that grim threshold after the United States, where the death toll is now over 150,000. Facebook and Twitter have taken action against U.S. President Donald Trump and his campaign over a video post in which he contends children are almost immune to the coronavirus, a claim they say amounted to misinformation. For more on the coronavirus, go to